And Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Consumers are starting to make difficult decisions at the grocery store when it comes to beef. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike Simone is the executive director of market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They just wrapped up their latest consumer survey, and he says the higher beef prices plus inflation are causing some changes in buying patterns.
You ask consumers, what are they doing in response to inflation to change their behaviors? And what we see in the data, they're dining out less, number one, about half tell us that, and then looking for deals, whether that's coupons or other incentives retailers might be providing, stocking up and freezing items more often, and then finding more ways to do things with leftovers, which really caters to that value and versatility driver of beef.
Mike Simone, Executive Director of Market Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he said the latest survey also shows while overall volume of beef purchased at the grocery store slipped a bit, the value of the beef produced was up. Markets in overnight electronic trade, is that value up? Numbers are next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Corn and soybeans are lower in overnight activity. Right now, December corn trading a penny lower at 463. November soybeans, they're down 4 at 1157. July new crop wheat, that's up 4 right now, 556 a bushel. Yesterday in Chicago, both barrel and block cheese prices remained unchanged at 161. Double A butter down a penny and a half on Wednesday to 292 and a half. Currently this morning, we've got Class 3 May milk that goes into cheese, up 3 cents at $17.25. The June contract down 4, $17.51 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand so far on a Thursday morning. All kinds of news available for you now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
What
are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you...
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Every mother talks the same. You ever notice they have these little momisms? They just pass them down through generations. You've heard them all. We've all heard the same stuff growing up. Stuff like, if I had to come up there. You all heard that. Unless you lived in a mobile home, you heard that one. Then I get those punishment momisms. You all had those, right? How would you like a beating? Oh, gee, I'd love a beating right now, Mom. That or the ball game? I can't decide. Then she get lazy. Go get me something to beat you with. Like, I'm going to come back with a 2x4 with nails in it. I brought her a sponge. Here you go, my whale away. Ouch, you're hurting me. I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
Good morning. Yes, we're working here. We're on. I was here. I didn't just walk in the building. In case you thought that was good, that's what was happening. I'm Don Rosen, 624 WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here, and thank you, Corey, for fixing everything there. I do appreciate it. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 51. Right now it's a gorgeous morning. Sunny and 46 degrees. Showers tonight, lows around 40. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 53. Saturday, sunny with a high near 50. Sunday, sunny with a high near 54. I once still worked at a radio station, and the announcer was reading the weather, and it was just sunshine for the entire week. And he said, we're being plagued by all this sunshine. What are you talking about? What are you plagued by sunshine? Hey, Kaylin Palomares is going to be here this morning. I hope I'm saying that name right, Kaylin. Kaylin Palomares is a naturalist and education manager at Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum. They're right on Highway 31 in Kenosha. We're going to be talking to Kaylin coming up at 7:06 this morning. We've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild this morning. Excuse me. Racine Theater Guild this morning. Stargirl is performing there this weekend. We've got some Saturday afternoon matinee tickets to give away. Song is written. Joni Mitchell was in Hawaii, and she just couldn't wait to get there to see the ocean, Diamond Head, see all the great sights of Hawaii. She went to her hotel room, looked out the window, and saw a parking lot. And that's what the song's about, her visit to Hawaii. And just that's how that song came around. That's the Amy Grant version of the song, Big Yellow Taxi. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. Once again, at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN Radio. You can text me or you can text our guest this morning. I'll give the phone number a few times this morning. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. Or you can download the civic media app. Go to WRJN and text me that way, too. Feeling sluggish this morning? Not now, I'm not. Nutritionists say the best foods when you need some energy are complex carbs. Now they're talking about wheat bread or oatmeal, high fiber stuff like nuts and grains, things like unsaturated fats like avocados and dark chocolate. Wouldn't mind having dark chocolate for breakfast. Or just drink water. That does the same thing. Studies have shown that it makes us feel more energized as well. I use 5-Hour Energy. And I've been using it for years and years. I even asked my doctor if it was okay. He says, it's fine. I think I'm immune to it now. I think I've been taking it so long, I built up an immune system thing. Because I don't think it works anymore. Best news ever. The end of an era. Airline experts are saying that reclining seats on planes are in the process of being phased out for good. Right now for economy class, there are some multiple reasons why. The main ones, seats that don't recline are lighter, keeps fuel costs down. Plus, they don't need mechanical parts either, which means less maintenance. Reclining seats also spark a lot of issues with passengers and flight attendants, including spilled drinks, damaged electronics. Some say it could be a blessing in disguise. I love the thought. Being 6'3", what happens is when you recline your seats, I have nowhere to put my legs. It's not like I can tuck them in under the seat. It doesn't work like that. And I don't fly that often, but when I do, I just bang on the back of their seat with my knees. Where am I going to put my feet? You know, I get that dirty look from them, too. Like, stop banging my seat. Where do you want me to put my knees? That's where smaller people have a advantage on planes. You just put their, you know, move their feet around. Stop reclining your seat if I ask you not to. Please, it's not that big a deal. All right, what do we have for you here? Increasing clouds, as I said, highs near 51 today. Right now, the sun is shining, 46 degrees. We're talking about the Hawthorne Collo Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum. Coming up at top of the hour, WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Because I always try to sleep on airplanes, but I can never get any sleep because the captain is always interrupting my sleep with those stupid facts. So I was like,
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're about 9,000 miles from our destination. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Today, I'm using a non-dairy creamer. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I forgot.
America, Vanessa Williams. From the movie Pocahontas, the Disney film.
Pine trails of the forest. Taste the sun sweet berries of the earth. Come rolling all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they were. The rainstorm and the river are my brother. Each other in a circle,
great song. Again, Vanessa Williams and from the Disney film Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind. I love that song. We've got tickets to Stargirl to give away in just a couple of minutes at the Racine Theater Guild. It'll be there this weekend. You can have the Saturday afternoon matinee tickets coming up shortly. But first, we've got some news from our news center this morning. Stuart J. Waddle is watching our news. CNH plans to lay off over 200 people in Racine and move the work to Mexico. That's according to a statement from Senator Tammy Baldwin sent out today. In the letter, she questioned whether the layoffs are retribution for a strike at the facility and that the company hadn't properly informed the government about the layoffs. CNH hasn't yet commented, and there's no notice on the state website that lists the layoffs. The keys to the pig get handed in today. Ralph Maliki, who posted a picture of the completely empty Piggly Wiggly on Highway 20 in Racine. It closed in March after it was learned that the owner couldn't reach an agreement with the landlord, leading to the closure of the store after 13 years. Today's the day when the old owner fully transfers the property. He says it was an honor to be part of the community. The race is on in the 66th Assembly District. Greta Neubauer has launched her campaign for re-election. She's the first female Assembly Democratic leader. Challenging her from the Republican Party is Christian Quither. I hope I'm saying that right. A social studies teacher. In her campaign statement, Neubauer emphasizes her commitment to improving schools, aiding working families, and creating secure communities. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, keeping an eye on things in our news center throughout the day today. He'll have updates. And, of course, you can always go to WRJN.com to hear and see the latest news, not only from Racine, but across the entire state of Wisconsin. Just check out the news at WRJN.com, WRJN.com. And it's there 24/7. Again, you can hear it and you can read it at WRJN.com. The forecast for today, increasing cloudiness with a high near 51. Showers, lows around 40 tonight. Then sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a high near 53 tomorrow, 50 Saturday, 54 on Sunday. Right now it's sunny, a beautiful morning, 46 degrees in Racine. No baseball today, but Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Brewers will be in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals for a three-game stand. That's in St. Louis. It's going to be Friday night, then Saturday and Sunday afternoons right here on WRJN. I just want to remind you that the WRJN Big Deal site is open and taking orders for great food, entertainment services, and recreation in Racine now through tomorrow. Not only will you save 30% on gift certificates, we'll take off another 15%. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab at the top of the page. You can save at places like Warren Eye Care, Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, The Lanes on 20, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, The Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, The Personal Touch by Julie Florist, Lee's Deli, oh, yummy sandwiches, Blue River CrossFit Programs, great food at Dogs and Cream, good food there too on Douglas, Happy Eight Collectibles, and Von Hassel Jewelers. Check out the Big Deals tab, WRJN.com, and save an extra 15% on top of the already 30% off today and tomorrow. That's WRJN.com. You know, if you've been amazed at how delicious a recent zero-sugar product tastes, there might be a surprising reason for that. Pepsi recalling cases of Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale because it actually is chock full of sugar. That's potentially dangerous for people who have diabetes and other sugar-related medical conditions. Sugar-free, but yet it's chock full of sugar. Where was quality control when that happened? Odd but true, and this one I don't get. The Vatican once sent an investigator to determine if the rumor about Shirley Temple, remember little Shirley Temple, the actress, Good Ship Lollipop, remember Shirley Temple, being a 30-year-old with dwarfism posing as a child was true. One of the priests went to visit Shirley and discovered she was indeed a child. What was the Vatican doing with that? Why were they involved in that whole thing? Oh, okay. Showbiz news. Pamela Anderson has joined the cast of the Naked Gun remake. She'll play the love interest of Liam Neeson, who's playing Lieutenant Frank Drebin. Despite how she made it sound, Halle Berry says she did not skin a real squirrel in her latest movie. And Michael Douglas said he wishes his character had been killed off in the last Ant-Man movie. Fun fact for you, and this I have to ask Mike Clemens about on Friday. Every baseball that's used in the major and minor leagues is rubbed with a special mud from New Jersey before it's shipped and used in a game. I never heard of that before. What does it have, special, like, powers, that mud in New Jersey? Medical odd but true. Italy, Germany, and England call syphilis French disease.
Russia calls it Polish disease. Poland calls it German disease. Denmark and Portugal call it Spanish disease. Turkey calls it Christian disease. I guess nobody wants to be associated with it, so they keep palming it off on other countries. We just call it syphilis here. Rock and roll fun fact today. Congratulations. Journey's greatest hits album became the third album to hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart. It follows Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Bob Marley's Legend. Now, you say, 800 weeks is how many? Oh, does he carry the one? How many years is that? Carry the two? 15 years. I just figured that in my head. A little over 15 years. 15.3 years, to be exact. No, I used a calculator yesterday. That figure, and I couldn't do that in my head. You got to do 800 divided by 52. I think it's, did I say 15 years? 15 years? Yeah. I can't do that stuff in my head. What are you kidding me? I'm not that smart. A poll found 89% of bosses do not think their employees are feeling burnt out right now. 76% of workers say they are burnt out. The poll found the top three things burning us out: constant changes, too much busy work, high turnover, and playing too much music on the radio. That last one I threw in there. 30% of Americans describe themselves as late-night snackers. Most of us aren't reaching for celery either when we're doing that snacking. Our three favorite late-night snacks: cookies, ice cream, and chips. Yeah, it's not in there, celery. Although, you know, my wife bought some little celery stalks, mini ones, little tiny ones that you serve as hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And I was eating them. She had them out there. I was eating them until they went bad. In moron news, a 35-year-old man arrested after he flew into a rage at a Dunkin' Donuts in New York City. He was mad because he wanted 6 pumpkin donuts, but they only had 5 to sell him. He's facing 7 years in prison. And if he goes to Rikers Island, good news, or bad news for him, they don't sell pumpkin donuts there. Firefighters saved a cat that got stuck between two walls earlier this week. And a photo of the cat's going viral because the cat didn't appreciate the help. People are comparing the cat to Grumpy Cat. But I got news for you. If you or me were stuck between a wall for several days or hours, I think we'd be a little grumpy too, don't you think? Caitlin Clark, she'll make $338,000 in her first 4 years at the WNBA, which is significantly less than 3 NBA mascots make. Those are the mascots in the uniforms, you know, those little puppet things they wear. These mascots also make more than anyone in the WNBA. I think we need a correction there, don't we? Boy, Caitlin Clark is, wherever she goes, is selling out tickets and getting viewers. Where'd she go? To Indiana? Is she going to play in Indiana? I forget where she is going. Indiana? Anyway, they said ticket sales started booming the minute they announced that she was moving to the team. She was number one in the draft, by the way. Last week, we told you that O.J. Simpson's attorney said the Goldman family is getting nothing, zip, nada, from the O.J. estate. And he kind of said it with a happy grin on his face. But now the executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he'll work with the Brown and Goldman families to help settle up their claims. There's not much money to go around, but they will get something. Boy, that attorney the other day, he said, not getting anything. Nada. Nothing. Well, they are getting something. All right. Stargirl is at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday, 2 p.m. performance. I saw the show. My wife and I saw it last weekend. Just fabulous. It is such a you're going to think about your high school days after watching this show. Leo Berlach's life in high school has been all but fitting in keeping the status quo until a new student arrives who calls herself Stargirl. She stands out in every way, her clothing, her stories, her hobbies, even the pet rat she carries around in her bag. Her free-spirited, eccentric personality goes against the peer pressure to conform that Leo and his fellow classmates expect. It's based on the Jerry Spinelli novel, Stargirl, is a coming-of-age story about staying true to yourself. You're going to go home and look at your high school yearbook after seeing this show. I think you will. You want to go? All right. I got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I told you, one of the listeners said, you say the phone number too fast. 262, occupational hazard of being a disc jockey. 262- 634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Phone lines are open. Give a call. You might get those tickets right now. See Stargirl at the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. You will love that show. I guarantee it. It's such a feel-good show. It really is. And there's the young people in there are like seasoned actors. I mean, they really are professional actors, and they're from high school, and you'd never know it. Well, anyway, you're going to love the show. So give a call right now. I've got the phone lines open for a few more minutes. I'm going to check the phone lines just a second here and give away that pair of tickets. Give a call right now. You never know. You'll be the phone line I pick up on. 262-634-9756. 648 WRJN Radio. Increasing cloudiness, highs near 51 today. Showers, lows around 40 tonight. Sunny tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday with a high 53 tomorrow. 50 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday. Right now it's sunny, 46 degrees. A beautiful morning in Racine. Thanks for joining us here at Hometown Radio. Refreshed WRJN, a civic media station. Threatening that they're getting back together again for shows, and I think they have with NSYNC, but you know, people go their own ways. They were young kids at the time, and people grow up, they do their own thing. WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed, the Civic Media Station. Good morning. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 51. It's gorgeous now. I mean, it's beautiful. Sun came up over the lake this morning, as it does every morning. Sunny with a high near 46 right now. We're looking for showers tonight, though. Lows around 40. You know, yesterday the lights blinked in my house, and immediately on my cell phone, all these little messages popped up. I'm without lights. I'm without lights. I'm without lights. Lights blink. People panic when they have a little blink of the lights. Now, I went to the post office yesterday afternoon because I all my letters I mail from the post office, I'm so scared with this whole, my wife got me all panicky over this check washing thing where people steal letters out of the mailbox. So I went there, and the post office was closed. Now, you could still get into the lobby to mail your letters because that's 24 hours. And there was a sign there that said, due to the power outage, we closed. But all the lights were on in the lobby. So I was like, where's the power outage? It's bright in this place. I need sunglasses. So their lights probably blinked, and they closed down the post office right away. You know, electricity's out. We're closing it down. I mean, I didn't get any mail yesterday. That may have been the reason. But yeah, it just blinked. And when things blink, it screws up your Wi-Fi in the house, your cable, your computers. One little blink and everything is like, got to be reset. You got to call people to fix things. But yesterday it was kind of okay, but people were without power. And it's like a panic when there's no power. Another thing I meant to say this earlier in the week. I don't know if you notice it, because when you're coming to wherever you're going, the sun's up usually. When I come to work, it's pitch dark outside at 5 in the morning. People still have their Christmas decorations up. There's a house here on Lathrop. They have a Christmas tree outside. It's all still, it's like it was in December. And there's some houses that still have all their Christmas lights on. Unless there's another reason for it, I can't imagine. But I have no idea why they have their Christmas lights up this time of year. It's nice when I come in, but, you know, Santa's getting sunstroke out there pretty soon. So you don't want to, I guess, take him down eventually. But there's a Christmas tree on Lathrop Avenue all set up there. Kind of looks nice. All right, what else I got for you here this morning? Got some other goodies here before we have to break. France didn't stop executing people with the guillotine until September of 1977. Now, to put that another way, is people were still being executed by the guillotine in France when Star Wars came out in theaters. Now, I'll tell you how it stopped, because I looked this up once. They used to take these people out in back of the prison, put their head in the guillotine, chop it off, and just that was it. They took the pieces away, and that was the end of it. Somebody filmed it with an 8mm movie camera back in 1977, and it got around. They had no internet back then, but they got around, and people were shocked to actually see an execution by guillotine. That was the last one they ever did. Because there was an outrage, you know, people said, what the heck, is chopping people's heads off? They knew what was going on, but they had no idea what it looked like, you know, and it was not pretty. It's on YouTube if you really, really, really have to see it. It's still there. All right, 20% of men say the classic hairstyle they want to see make a comeback is, you're not going to believe it, the mullet. 15% of men would like to see the curtain bangs look in the 90s come back. 10% would like to revisit the undercut look from the past decade. I remember the undercut look. I have had the same hairstyle for my entire lifetime. If you saw my hair, there's really not much you can do with it. It's a curly hair, you know, just it's like what it is. So I never had to worry about the latest hairstyles. Although I will say, back in the 70s when I was in college, I had the big afro, you know, the big fro haircut. And then I decided, you know what, just cut it. I didn't really care. 658 WRJN. Hey, coming up, we've got Kaylin Palomares. All right. From the Hawthorne Hollow, I said the word right, Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Kenosha. She's a naturalist and education manager. We have somebody with brains in the studio today. Wow. I like that. All right. That's all coming up here. WRJN, hometown radio refresh, the Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here today. More coming up following CBS News.